Are we on?
I just started recording.
So,
I also started looking at Netflix to see what might be a good selection for next
week.
Dude,
are any of those science fiction movies on
there?
That's
why I'm trying to open Netflix.
Damn, Tony.
I'm on it.
We could do all of MST3K.
No.
All right.
Decisive.
No.
I also dislike MST3K.
We've had this conversation.
I know. But we've almost finished it, so like...
I like MST3K, but I can only watch it in very small doses. Like, I find my patience for it is not what it used to be.
They're jumping the shark in this season.
Okay.
I don't know how else to phrase it without giving it away. There is a more literal, like, TV show reference, but they're literally doing the other thing, so I can't say it.
They're literally jumping the shark?
Like, no. They're
in Happy Days?
They're metaphorically jumping the shark. They're literally doing the other thing.
Okay. I don't Happy know. Days literally jumped the shark.
I know, that's where that phrase comes from.
I remember watching that, and I remember it being awesome.
Do you?
Yeah, because I was probably about 8 or 9 years old when I saw it. And to an 8 or 9 year old, Fonzie on his motorcycle jumping over sharks was awesome.
I feel like triumphant right now.
Should we eat that burrito?
Actually, it was more from putting the smack down on you about this knowledge about things that are in this book.
He cited his sources successfully.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to have to buy the Whisper Sync for the fucking book. Because Audible will let me read, like, listen to the book and then pick up the, like, digital version where it is. So I can read to the point on my Kindle and then open up fucking Audible so it picks up around the same area so I can listen to see if this guy actually talks about this. Because I continue to maintain he never says this.
You can have both Alexa and Google read to you, like from a normal book.
But that doesn't help me search through the book for a specific text.
Oh, that's true.
But on a Kindle, I can just do that.
So
you have a Kindle?
I have the Kindle app on all of my devices. Okay. So you also have a Kindle.
Nor Sunshine is on Netflix.
I use Google Play. But yeah, I get it.
I mean, you still have the Kindle.
Is that the thing through Barnes & Noble?
Nook.
No,
that's Barnes & Noble. Kindle's Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Who owns Audible?
Okay. Knock, knock, knock.
That's not me. It's going so slow.
New house, who dis? By the way, do not start reading Things Fall Apart.
Okay.
It's so fucking bad.
Is it?
It's a bunch of disjointed African parables. There's no point to the short stories.
I think I bought it.
Oh.
There's only one credit. It's not.
That's a bummer.
Do you guys want to talk about flowers?
I was looking through the classic. That link you sent and trying to like pick them off. Most of them are only one credit on Audible.
Yep.
I'm out of space for credits, so.
You want to start and just pick up a whole bunch of shit.
Right.
You need to get yourself into a nice long series.
Did you know that Flowers for Algernon was made into a movie?
Yes.
It looks like a movie.
It does look like a movie. It's the black and white one, right?
I don't think it's black and white. I didn't really look into it. I just saw the movie poster, so that could be.
Maybe I didn't know this.
It's called Charlie.
There's also a Flowers for Algernon movie, TV movie, and a miniseries.
Jesus.
Yeah. None of which are the one I thought it was. So, the answer is no, I did not know.
There's a 1961 television drama, The Two Worlds of Charlie Gordon, a 1968 film, Charlie, stage play, musical, radio play, television movie, Flowers for Algernon, made in 2000.
And then a Japanese drama. Two Japanese dramas!
Algernon ni Hanataba. Whoa.
That whoa is not like an exclamation. That's part of the name, by the way.
There's a mecha anime.
There's a...
Flowers for Algernon!
A harem anime as well. It's like a Tenshi Muyo
deal. Where they... Only Algernon is the Tenshi character.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the weird part.
Yeah.
All the scientists are his harem. Charlie's not, actually not in it at all. Super weird.
That's weird, man.
It's like a, it's like that pigeon dating sim only with Algernon.
Had a full boyfriend. I forgot about that game.
Maybe I've seen just like a cut of the stage play. You know what? I don't know. Tony, what's going on with the laptop back there, buddy?
It's about to take off.
It's trying to cool off.
By the way,
it's trying to cool off and run Factorio.
It takes a while.
Don't imply that Factorio is in some way some sort of like resource monster.
For this machine, it is.
But it still ran smooth.
That's like a 6-year-old laptop.
Yeah, I know. I remember when you got it. Yeah.
I love those laptop fans that have two speeds. Like, kind of quiet, and fuck it, we're taking off.
Yeah.
This is why I had
Hovercraft mode.
Some misgivings about the original movie. The theatrical poster reads, "A love story that begins with an incredible experiment."
Mm-mm.
No, that's not... really.
Something is problematic.
Does anybody here like Seinfeld?
No.
All right.
That thing was an abomination.
There's a Seinfeld dating sim on the internet that you can find.
No, I hated that thing. That was
but
that
you
thing
still
was,
played it?
No, I played it for like 5 minutes.
Why?
It was obnoxious. I only played it because you sent it to me. What are you talking about?
An affront unto the Lord.
None of those movies are on Netflix that we haven't already done. I didn't look for the ones we'd already done.
I feel like I bought another book, too.
I have so many.
I didn't send them to my
device. I don't know if I'm going to finish Things Fall Apart. I'm having a hard time. I just can't
do it. I was looking at East of Eden. That looked interesting.
Are you guys talking about that list of classics that aren't really classics?
It wasn't a list of classics. It was 300 books to read before you die.
Except there's not. Because they had series in there, which was obnoxious.
What? Which ones?
Harry Potter.
The Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings.
Did they have the individual books?
No, it was the series.
Oh,
the series.
You know what? I'm fine with that. Yeah, you should read Harry Potter before you die.
The Hunger Games? It was on the list.
Yeah, the Hunger Games series was on the list.
Uh-huh.
That's what I said to you. Yeah. I was like, I'm upset about this list.
Yeah.
Because I was specifically told not to read them.
I started going through it and was checking stuff. And it was like, I kept hitting books. It's like, I don't understand why these books are on this list.
I'm not bothered with that because, I mean, it's still a cultural artifact. Like, arguably, the books were good enough to be made into very successful movies, very successful in our culture, regardless of how we reviewed
them. It seemed to be one person's view, though, because there were, I don't remember specifics, but there seemed to be notable books that weren't on the list.
I tell you what, Tony, when I score better than a 72 out of 300, I'll begin to critique the list with a little more clout.
Yeah, when I score better than a 26 out of 300...
I probably got like a 5 out of 300 in there. I didn't try.
There are a lot of books in here I have absolutely no interest in reading, ever.
Yeah.
Do you still have a link to that?
I just look up 300 books everyone should read.
But that 25 movies checklist, I think, or that 25 movies list that you...
Yeah, no, that's a good list.
That's a good list, and I wouldn't mind making sure that we check those movies off.
Yeah.
I have no interest in reading The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
I think 25 movies is much more manageable than 300 books.
Throughout your entire lifetime?
I mean, watching 25 movies is like, you can do that in 2 weeks.
I've already watched most of the movies.
You can do that in 3 days.
I mean,
to be fair, if you really tried.
I've read more than 300 books.
Yeah.
Like, easy. I probably have 50 audiobooks on my phone right now.
Well, if we're talking audiobooks, yeah, I probably get really close to that.
Yeah, I count audiobooks.
Yeah. Oh, I do too.
Not enough.
I didn't when you said read 300 books. I don't know that I've read 300 books.
If we're talking non-technical stuff, I definitely have not read 300 books. Like, nowhere close.
I've read thousands of comic books.
I don't know if I should or shouldn't read Lolita. I can't remember.
I don't think you would enjoy Lolita.
I think Mouse and Watchmen were on that list.
Watchmen was on the list.
I think Mouse was too. Those were both solid choices for the list.
Yeah. They are, yeah.
Mouse is really good.
I have no interest in reading Moby Dick.
Moby Dick's boring good as
fuck.
Moby Dick's good.
I'm going to buy everybody here a copy of Hatoful Boyfriend.
No. No, I read the book that you suggested last.
This isn't a book.
I've done my wifely duty.
It's a game about pigeons, isn't it?
It's a game about dating birds. And you think it's a joke because I bought it for Kayla as a joke.
You think it's a joke until you lose 20 hours of your life in one sitting playing this game.
All the reviews.
That's not going to happen.
No, it does happen.
Not to me.
Because like I played through it like 3 times in an hour, like getting different pigeon boyfriends. I'm like, ah, it's so cute. And then one of the storylines, it goes deep. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to try dating this pigeon now and see what happens. And it just goes on forever. And it is a complex, like, really interesting, weird thriller of a story.
Listen to this review. This game made me cry. Like, actually made me tear up. I cried over birds and dating them. The best husband is Filipino, and people who disagree can fight me. Please play this game.
That sounds like Kayla's review.
Yeah, was that Kayla?
Those sound like your words.
There's another one. You think this game is a fucking joke. You think this game is made for laughs. You think this game will make you play it for 5 minutes and delete it. That's what I thought. I purchased it as a joke and even wrote a joke review, but then I played it a bit more. This is a long and more focused game. I finished one of many endings and became sad and depressed. This game has hit me in the feels.
That's funny.
Here's another one. Was unsatisfied with Fallen Angel, ended up in love with a ghost. 10 out of 10.
Oh, I want to read Handmaid's Tale 2 now that I'm like halfway through the series.
Julie's got a copy of it upstairs.
Tony, I don't read books anymore.
I prefer to read them. It's just that most of the time when I have time, I need to be listening to it. Like, I listen a lot at the gym.
Ayn Rand is on here twice. Oh, The Fountainhead was one of the worst books I've ever read.
I've never read any of
that. Let me see.
Oh, it's so bad.
I don't even know what it's about.
It's about taking your money. It's about taking your money and then complaining about when people take your money.
I would argue if the Canterbury Tales need to be on this list.
I like the Canterbury Tales.
It's because you like smut.
That is 100% accurate.
I know.
I like smut when they have to be clever about how smutty they are.
I really like The Secret Life of Bees, but it... I feel like it's a younger audience.
Mm-mm. No.
It's a really good book. I've read that book like 6 times.
Never.
Vetoed.
No experience with it.
I think it became popular when I was in high school, so.
The Name of the Rose is good.
The movie's good.
The movie is good. It's because the book is good.
I didn't realize it was a book.
I didn't realize it was a movie. Until we watched it.
Sean Connery.
And what's his face?
Matthew Broderick.
No. Isn't Christian Slater in this?
It's Christian Slater.
There we go.
I was thinking of Lady Hawk. I don't know why I got the two mixed up.
I don't know
up.
Why Lady Hawk came into the picture either.
It's that young actor following around
someone
who's doing the actual important things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Christian Slater.
I like about halfway through this list, the number of books I check off on each page starts to dwindle.
Stranger in a Strange Land, what's that about?
That's Heinlein, right?
Yeah.
Robert Heinlein. Mm,
that's a good book.
I started reading it.
That doesn't answer my question.
It's about 800 pages long. That's why I didn't finish it.
Are you into philosophical science fiction?
Sure.
That's
Isn't that
is.
Kind of what we just read?
Yes. If I were going... Have you read any Heinlein before?
Mm-mm.
If I were going to start with a Heinlein book, I would not start with that one. I would start with The Moon is a Harsh Mistress. It is distressing because he doesn't use the... I don't think he uses the in the text.
Like the word the?
Yeah.
Oh. Like, does he modify his sentence structure so that he doesn't need it, or he just... takes it out.
You ask a lot of good questions. It has been a long time since I've read
That's
it.
Fair.
But it is very good.
My favorite book is too obscure to show up on any lists.
Oh my god, Tony. You fucking serious? Did you just do that?
Yeah. It's also... I also can't get an audiobook of it.
Is it because it's too obscure?
It's not, it's not even that obscure. It's that the author was German, so it was translated into English, and they had a couple of his books translated, but the book's been out of print for a while,
mm-hmm.
and nobody's going to go back and do an audiobook of a book that's been out of print for that long.
This list bugs me because there's no way to, like, click on the book to see.
Because it's just checking it?
Yeah, it's literally just a checklist.
Yeah.
And you can't compile and be like, okay, these are books that I want to read.
Give me a printout of the books that I didn't check. Or all the books with my check marks next to them.
Oh, God, American
Gods. That's the one terrible thing about the article about the movies is that it's spread out over 5 pages. So to actually collate the list, I actually have to click through everything just because they want their click revenue.
Paradise Lost. They talk about that in Flowers for Algernon.
So good. If you have not read it, you should read it.
I have not read it. I have not read a majority of these books.
Are we going to resurrect Backseat Book Club? Is that what's going on here?
No. I don't like reading on somebody else's schedule. Erratic. Anna gave me a list of books to read with her, and so I picked Things Fall Apart just because I liked the title. And now that I'm like an hour and a half into it...
Are things falling apart?
No, the things that... I'm the thing falling apart. Yams are of men. You know how excited I was with The Martian about potatoes?
Yeah.
Like, this is the most excited I've ever been about potatoes. For this book is the complete opposite, but with yams. Like, I have never given a shit less about yams than right now.
What have sweet potatoes done to you?
Nothing. Nothing. But half this book so far has been about growing fucking yams. And not, like, interesting things about growing yams. It's just a string of long people's names who might be a character you have to remember or might just be some random dude who wanders in, is mentioned once, is thrown away, and then is mentioned and reintroduced later in the full introduction he was introduced the first time.
So this sounds like the book is the game of yams.
It's the game of yams. Yeah, you play the game of yams or you stop reading. And you know what? I'm not playing the game of yams.
So I think that I've read 17 of the books on this list.
Holy shit, how did you get through the list so quick? I've been redoing it over here.
My challenges are... Guessing. There
he's
are,
looking on Amazon, like, he's just guessing. No.
There are a lot of these books that I know that I have read excerpts of, but I don't know if I've read the full book.
Nah, Pale Fire by Vladimir Nabokov?
That's not one of them.
Are you the Shadow of the Waxwing Slain?
No.
Well, clearly not.
None of this is getting us to our movie next week.
No, what did you pick?
I didn't.
Just joshing, Tony. Just joshing around. Logan came out yesterday. Let's just do that again.
Holden and my dad went to see that today.
Logan?
Yeah. It's in the theater still.
You're not thinking Logan. You're thinking Get Out.
No, Logan came out yesterday, too.
Oh.
No, Get Out
still. They both came out yesterday.
And they're both still at the cheap show.
That's weird.
I think they do that a lot.
Yeah, well, you know what? I still find it weird.
Well, that's because
I have no interest in reading Beowulf.
Oh, I just clicked Beowulf as read.
Beowulf's good.
But Grendel isn't on here.
We've read some
Grendel,
of it.
Grendel is the better one. Grendel is really the better read. I got Holden to read it. It blew his mind.
It's true.
And the good thing is you really don't need to read Beowulf to read Grendel.
Well, I mean, Beowulf's not that long.
No, it's not.
I think we covered awkward. It in school, it's, but I don't really remember it.
It is awkward.
That epic poem style is not easy to consume for some people.
I actually think it makes it go faster.
Once you get into the cadence of it, I think it does too.
I don't really care to read The Maltese Falcon.
Gone Girl was good.
What about Inglourious Basterds? Have we done that?
Yes.
That was where I started my love affair with Christoph Waltz.
Have we done both of them?
both of them.
The original and the remake from 2009?
We only did the remake.
Spoiler, I still have 76 books on this list.
From the last time?
Yeah.
But you read Flowers for Algernon. Oh, you marked it last
time. I already marked it the last time because I already read it. So I didn't even get credit for the book I read, Tony!
That's what you get for working ahead.
Fucking bullshit. I'm not even marking things fall apart yet, even though inside as I'm the one falling apart.
Did we do Django Unchained?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, the review of that is the movie should have ended at about the 2/3 way through mark.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of these that I started reading and I didn't finish.
You should get credit for that.
I didn't finish Brave New World.
Oh, what?
Aldous Huxley.
I love that book. Have you read the the complete collected works of Smash Mouth?
Smash Mouth's not real. Smash Mouth's not real. Somebody once told me the words.
I don't know what it is. I don't know where it came from. But those fucking Smash Mouth memes are never not gonna be funny to me.
I love it when you see like a big quote chain where everybody was like on point. Like, let's do a one word story, guys. Okay, this just turned into Smash Mouth. we just wrote on the lyrics.
Good. Good. That gives me a lot of hope. All right, Tony, let me show up and solve this problem for us. Ooh, I want to watch Children of Men. I know we've already done it. I'm just talking independent of us reviewing a movie.
I really liked Children of Men.
Children of Men was so fucking good.
We just did it not too long ago. Children of Logan. There's just very similar plots.
Yeah, it does feel similar.
But it's a good plot, so I have no problem with that.
I watched the entirety of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt last weekend.
Mm.
It's fucking fantastic.
Season 3?
Yeah.
We haven't started it yet. It's been a busy
weekend.
I want to get into it, though.
Titus thinks his boyfriend's cheating on him, so he only has one recourse. He has to lemonade this bitch. It's fucking solid.
I love Titus.
Titus is so fucking good.
Titus Andromeda.
Oh, that show is really fucking good, man.
Fuck it. I don't want to make a decision. I don't want to dig through this anymore. We're going to watch Sunshine.
Sunshine?
It's rentable.
Okay.
It may be free out there somewhere. I don't know. I haven't looked that far yet. I'll look at that tomorrow. It's on the list. Rose Byrne, Cillian Murphy.
Oh, Cillian Murphy, what? That guy has cheekbones like a cut fucking glass.
Fucking scarecrow.
Yeah, but the cheekbones, Tony. Don't discount the cheekbones with your scarecrow bullshit.
What?
I feel like I read Love in the Time of Cholera. I can't remember.
Is it just one page that says wash your hands? Don't shit in the well?
Is that Isabel Allende? Or is that Gabriel Garcia Marquez?
Gabriel.
There's so many... It fascinates me how in human history there are so many diseases that can be avoided by not pooping in the water you drink and washing your hands.
Does it?
And it took us so long to figure this out.
Well, because you're oversimplifying it. It was, we have this source of water, and we have this place where we poop.
Live.
Apparently these things meet underground somehow, so let's stop that from happening.
That sounds like sorcery, though.
Yeah. So you're getting burnt by the stake. Thank you, Alex.
Look, all they needed...
You thought that the magic underground trolls moved the poop water to the drinking water. It's your fault.
All they needed
you're
was...
You're dying in a fire.
Also, one literate blacksmith.
I think what you're also discounting...
The literate swimming blacksmith.
I think you're legend. Also discounting like the elders and the tribe or whatever who are like, the gods are punishing you with sickness for your wicked ways. And you're like, that sounds legit. Because what else would it be? It wouldn't be poop in my water. Because I'm not pooping in my water.
Yeah.
It's definitely not because this water is this weird poop color.
Yeah, it's definitely not because this water tastes like shit. Tony, are you going to kick this thing off or what? Are we just going to sit here jerking off into a cup?
Why does this keep coming up?
We're going to make... No, we're going to make fake gamer girls.
Jerk off into a cup?
Well, that's how Gamergate did it.
Something.
I don't know. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
We are the Backseat Producers. And we successfully fended off Gamergaters.
These anti-Gamergate protesters.
Our activism.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel good about it until I realized that we had to do this at all, and then I feel a lot worse about it.
What I'm most disappointed is that this isn't going to go away because it's not going to be presented. These assholes are still out there, and they're going right. to feel like they have won some moral victory because they were censored.
Right.
So, hello. I bought 2 shirts for Archon, specifically for Archon.
Oh, shit.
One of them just says feminist on the front.
Awesome.
And the other one says, this is what a feminist looks like.
Cool. You bought it for the panel. You didn't buy it for Archon.
Like, well, yeah, I also bought it for the panel.
For the panel that's not going to happen?
Yeah,
the
panel.
I bought one, and then Amazon was like, hey, do you like this shirt?
Do you like this one also?
This one's on sale. And I was like, yeah, I do. Now I can wear both.
No, that's so solid. Those would be great. Those would go over great at Sausage Fest too.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. It's not that I don't know. It's just that I don't have the energy to explain it. Like, why to these people?
Yeah,
exactly. I why we shouldn't have to have a discussion about this? Like, right. You know what I mean? Like. Specifically women, like why we have to defend ourselves against
why though?
Yeah,
the why though, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just have a reasonable civil debate? Because it's not reasonable or civil, like intrinsically. Just
why are you trying to oppress me?
Maybe because you sent death threats to people.
Oh,
okay. Oh no, we never did that.
No, that was somebody else.
Okay, that's weird.
Less than 1%.
That's weird because you're calling yourselves the same things.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the fact that they're owning the name Gamergate after all that is the shadiest bullshit of all.
Yeah, well, no, bring it back, Tony.
Mm.
Bring it back. Tony, listen, I was on a pander off with the guy. It was getting thick.
Listen, friend.
It was getting thick.
I'm not your friend, pal. I'm not your pal, buddy.
I'm not listen your buddy,
listen here,
guy.
See? Gonna get all old-timey up in this bitch. Yeah. Time to pull out the
7
Tommy
sets
guns.
Of suspenders now.
Listen here, see?
I come from a time before throat and lung cancer. So all we do is smoke. Just and call each other buddy and pal.
A cloud follows you everywhere.
Yeah. I also have tremendous amounts of chest hair coming out of the top of my shirt.
Like that?
Tremendous. Tremendous.
The chest hairiest.
All right, so next week we're going to talk about sunshine.
But why does the sun shine?
I guess we'll find out next week.
Spoiler. You sing the wrong version of the song?
Don't. It's a spoiler, Alex.
Don't spoil it, Alex.
I mean, I could sing the real song or I could sing the correction song.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
They might be giants. They might be giants made a song called Why Does the Sun Shine? And then science advanced 10 years. And then they came out with another song called Why Does the Sun Really Shine?
That's good.
I appreciate that they went back and updated their work. We were wrong. Here is the update.
So good.
I really liked that, like, right when the kids were at the right age, they actually produce some children's albums.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah, they
they're
are.
They're
they
a lot
really
of fun.
Are.
The first time I heard the song Why Does the Sun Shine was in school.
Nice.
It's the whole fucking class was singing it.
You know how much stuff I learned from Schoolhouse Rock? Seriously.
Yeah, all I remember from Schoolhouse Rock was Conjunction Junction.
What's that function?
That's all you needed.
And somehow I got fewer books this time.
I think it's because everything else was outdated.
Maybe you just made up.
But conjunctions didn't change.
How a bill becomes a law is still solid. It's still accurate. It doesn't include lobbyists, but
it doesn't include lobbyists. Well,
that's a significant portion now.
It doesn't include politicians changing the rules.
It's not really changing the rules so much that bothers me. It's the just ignoring them that's like getting somewhat distressing.
Yeah.
All right. So this week we are talking about SLC Punk.
Who did not veto this movie when we began talking about it last week?
I offered this movie several times.
I knew nothing about this movie, so I couldn't have said anything about it.
I enjoyed this movie, and I'm going to shove a cactus in your rectum if you didn't.
Retroactively. Whoa. This movie caused me to get a growth on my uvula that looks like a second uvula. This growth is because I rewatched this movie.
No, the growth is your conjoined twin that you consumed. No,
this movie is a prolapsed anus. I despise this movie.
All right.
It's not as bad as Lost in Translation. But Lost in Translation is, for everybody's reminder, the far worst goalpost. There's never anything worse. It's always varying degrees of Lost in Translation.
I think we actually need to review the movie on the podcast.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
I haven't never watched this movie.
I don't think these two have ever watched it.
Uh-uh.
And I haven't watched it. I've only watched it once.
If it's worse than Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, I also won't watch it.
The only thing that survives Lost in Translation unscathed is Scarlett Johansson. Every other facet of the movie, Bill Murray, Sofia Coppola, I just utterly despise.
You mean Tom Hanks?
Japan.
No.
Isn't it Tom Hanks?
It's Bill Murray.
It's Bill Murray. It is Bill Murray.
I have seen this movie.
All right.
Kayla, what'd you think of the movie? These two have given their opinions.
Yeah, they definitely loudly have.
I felt like I had to match his aggression.
That's not totally nonviolent communication.
No, that's not it, but that doesn't make for an entertaining podcast.
Accepted.
This is my second time viewing this movie. Like I said, this is kind of a cult classic in the circles of people I would have ran with in my youth, when I was a youth.
A ute.
When you were a youth in revolt.
It doesn't hold up with time, but I definitely don't think it's as shitty as David is saying. And
that's okay to be wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Lemmy can be wrong too.
So. We did discuss that. Lemmy can be wrong.
That's what equality gives you.
Yeah.
The right to be wrong.
The right to be wrong.
This movie was, to me, what I can see other people seeing from Clerks, where I felt like I was an insider to Clerks. I felt like I was an outsider to this.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciated what it was, the story that it was trying to tell. It felt like it was more separated from the time period when it was supposed to be talking about. So therefore, there was a few anachronisms.
Yeah, I couldn't tell exactly when it was supposed to be.
They said at the beginning it was 85.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. But then I remember thinking, that feels weird.
Yeah.
That feels
like,
wrong.
Well, and like all the references to Reagan very clearly put it in the mid-80s. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that for the type of movie it is and for the budget of the movie it is, the anachronisms were nitpicky at best. Yeah. I would have to like really, really nitpick them to even pull them out. I think the movie did exactly what it set out to do.
Shit in your bowl of cereal?
No, I don't think so.
Try too hard?
I don't believe so either. I think it was good for what it was.
Adam, you're on the wrong side of history for this review.
Is this how it's going to be in Trump's America? You guys are just going to like repeat that something is good over and over again?
You're just Antonin Scalia.
I'm pretty sure you're the one repeating over and over again how shitty something is.
What about
Step 1, Matthew Lillard.
Quick, call your friends.
If you have shit to say, say about Matthew Lillard, like, you could say a lot of things, but Matthew Lillard in this movie is immaculate. Like,
false.
I will fight you, false. Like, literally right now.
All
right,
well, two people false. Threatening Adam.
Get in the ring, motherfucker.
I'm going to have a cupcake to calm me down.
I think she's getting... Oh, I'm surprised she didn't come with a blue one, because that icing stains.
Oh, I thought this movie was good.
What were you about to say about Matthew Lillard?
He sucked.
I disagree with that.
All the dicks.
No. Did you watch the whole thing?
No.
I didn't think so.
Oh.
If you didn't watch the whole thing...
Yeah, if you didn't get to the end...
The end...
Yeah, I was busy. I ran out of time and could not finish watching the movie.
Mm.
You could have watched it on your phone.
The end...
I could have...
While you were in the back of a van.
Mm.
Driving to St. Charles.
Yeah, I could have. Only I didn't.
I feel like if you didn't...
If you didn't get to the end, you really miss out on...
Yeah, I know. The guy dies. He cries. It's very emotional.
It's a lot more than that.
There's a lot more going on.
There's not a lot more going on with that.
There is a lot more
going
on.
There's so much character growth.
We have two problems here. One, I saw this movie when it came out in its entirety.
Okay.
To complete.
Two, today I saw 66% of this movie.
So the part where he meets the... Brandy. You didn't get to any of that.
No.
Because I think that's where the real change takes place.
Oh, God. The real growth. Ugh.
What the fuck is happening?
Are you choking on the growth?
It's the problem. The problem is that you're like, oh, that's where the real growth takes place. Because you know that he's insufferable for the first hour of the movie.
No. I'm not debating
then, like,
that.
You're like, oh, God, please. You've changed into any, literally anything else.
No,
anything else.
I watched the first, I found the movie on Crackle, and I had I had like 15 minutes, so I was like, I'm going to start watching this just to see what it's like. And I was like, oh man.
Then you shot yourself in the dick.
This is rough. I don't know if I really want to watch this movie. Plus, it's portraying itself to be a comedy, and I haven't laughed once.
I didn't really ever view this movie as a comedy.
Describes it as a comedy.
Yeah, I understand that, but I wouldn't.
And there were parts, there were situations that were amusing.
Yeah.
Like the whole setup that heroine Bob is afraid of needles and
there's definitely nothing that's like LOL worthy, like.
Right. No,
I would say throughout the whole movie.
They named a virus after me.
The funniest part of the whole movie is Mark walking him through all the things he's purchased. Like the fucking shower head. And then like in there, he's like, I'll show you all five of the settings. That was like, they're like really close to one another.
Yeah.
Like uncomfortably close to one another.
In a shower.
In a shower, yeah. And he's just like working the nozzle up and down. Also, believe that's entirely unintentionally funny. Yeah.
You think that's unintentionally funny?
Yeah, I do.
You're insufferable tonight. Like,
whole, like, first 60 to 70% of the movie is him struggling, trying to come to terms with how he wants to see the world and how the world actually appears to be.
No,
I would say that's not the beginning.
No.
I would say in the beginning he's pretty set in exactly what he sees the world as.
Yeah.
He doesn't start struggling until like halfway through the movie.
Yeah, and then the struggle takes however long the struggle takes, and then it gets resolved.
You know, so how movies go.
Stuff.
I might be in a position now where this movie is more interesting to me than it would have been a year ago.
Why?
With the...
Because you're black now?
Cognitive dissonance books and other shit that I've been learning about. So it's... What?
I would like I would like you to elaborate. Do you feel more or less connected to the material?
It was more interesting to me.
Okay.
I'm not going to come out and say this movie was 100% amazing, but it was very interesting to me.
So what I'm hearing is that you agree with me.
No.
My opinion?
I thought this was a good movie. Because I'm not the government and I can do that.
Are you Reaganing over there?
Don't choke.
Choke.
I'm okay.
So what's going to be great is when this episode releases and there's just three tracks.
Great.
What's happening?
Yeah, I'm gonna get in contact with Archon. I'm gonna get a panel, and the panel's gonna be why SLC Book sucks.
I'm gonna boycott it.
You can boycott all you want.
It. I'm gonna protest it.
Protest all you want. I'll give an impassioned speech.
It'll just be you. I'm and surprised. Me and that fucking
I'm surprised the panel's not gonna be fuck Tony Mass, because I've heard that more in the past week out of you.
Well, you didn't ruin my birthday with having to go to a meeting.
I'm not even in town on your birthday.
That was why I would have had to have gone to the meeting.
You are welcome.
I know.
I'm leaving town for your birthday on purpose.
I would have had to go to protest.
We kind of solved the problem, though.
The problem has been solved. So yep. You're off the hook now, Tony. Now you're only on the hook for the, like, $500 for the fucking lights I have in my house. But don't worry, my bedroom has fuck lighting now.
You're welcome.
It works.
Wait, so the voice activated though?
Yeah.
Boom. Of course. What's the keyword? You have like
it's, a phrase. No, it's through Siri. Hey Siri, turn Alexa? On the bedroom.
IFTTT. You can actually set up a phrase that's yours that you don't have to. You like make it sexy time and like the lights will.
Tony, that's trying too hard. Siri, just turn on the bedroom.
Sexily.
Yeah.
To completion.
Yeah.
I mean, after you say just turn on the bedroom, she like you can just add whatever you want after that.
What is going on?
Somebody's trying to sneak down the stairs. What's not successfully. Yeah.
Is that now a graduation that, robe?
Yeah, now that he's graduated, he doesn't have to go to school in the morning, so he doesn't have to go to bed at a reasonable hour anymore.
Yeah, let's go hide a turd in his pillow.
Famously large turds.
This movie.
I enjoyed this movie. Like, I
did you?
Yeah.
Is it because he had blue hair and you were wistful for days gone by?
That was 5% of it.
Days gone by. It.
Well, he doesn't have blue hair now. Is this a movie that's reminded you of your own mortality and how you're aging too?
No.
You didn't pull that out of there?
No. I mean, it may surprise you, but I don't often think about my own mortality.
I don't think this movie had anything to do with mortality so much as conforming.
Growing up.
Yeah.
You didn't look back
selling,
on...
Selling, quote unquote, selling out and what that actually means.
Selling out or buying in.
Yeah.
Which I like that his dad's line. And what I really loved was his dad wasn't just immediately negative all the time about everything he's doing. He's like, this is a phase. And I'm going to treat you like you're going to get past this at some point. And if I'm a dick to you now, then you're just going to resent me and it's going to push you farther away. But because I'm just going to treat you like a person through all of this, when you come around, you'll see that I've been here to help you the whole time.
Well, I don't trust anything Shooter McGavin says, so...
Oh, God, that's where I fucking saw him before.
That guy's
like, I
so
know this guy.
Yeah, he's been.
That's because he eats pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You that's weird. This guy eats shit for breakfast?
No.
I mean, that's how I saw that.
You don't look at this guy and see yourself when you were younger and how, like, cocksure you thought you were, and now that you're older you're like, oh fucking Christ,
yeah, this again. That's the same way I see Clerks too,
dude. I see myself
That's kind of the point of the story.
That's
why I looked at this as just another group, another subgroup version of Clerks. I don't think that it was, I don't, for me it wasn't as good. I liked Clerks a lot better. But I related to those characters a lot more.
Were you not sold where in the first 5 minutes of the movie they show up and just beat the shit out of some rednecks?
That doesn't really appeal to me. Mm.
You have not hung around with rednecks.
I disagree.
That was not anything that sold me on the movie either.
Yeah.
That was one of those things that was like, oh, is this what the movie's gonna be about? I might be out for this. That was a negative that it had, and having that as the first scene was not I dislike rednecks, but randomly jumping on guys and pounding them with pipes without showing me that they're assholes before, and other than the fact that they're
showing their assholes
first. Well, that's when the pipe pounding comes out.
That's when the nude modeling class begins.
I don't think this movie had a high enough rating for direct butthole showing.
Not many movies do. I'm not carrying this discussion, kids.
You're the one.
You just keep beating everyone down when they say anything about it.
Yeah, that's my role here. I want someone else to get excited so I can ruin it. I just like movies generally where we start pulling this whole, like, this goes for just all movies across, like, when you start pulling the, like, fucking John, God damn it, the Hughes. Breakfast, yeah, John Hughes Breakfast Club, oh, nerd jock, as soon as we start listing out those fucking groups, I've already checked my ass out of the entire situation. But
that is, that it's such a huge part of the zeitgeist for that time. It just is. There are cliques. There are groups. Tony, people identify within those groups.
Yeah, I know. But Tony, there's only one person at this table who has a connection to 1985.
Yeah.
Was that Stacy's mom?
Who's Stacy's mom?
Did anybody else get that?
She's got it going on.
God damn it. The fuck out of here.
She's still preoccupied with 1985.
God damn it.
Just tell me when he's not looking at me anymore.
This is the bully cast.
Who's bullying who?
I've come to bully. I want everyone here to know that by continuing to sit at the table, you are consenting to be bullied. It's gonna get personal. It's gonna get mean.
I mean, considering this is about an 80s movie, by the end, the bully's going to end up with a bloody nose. That just happens.
But I think...
does it?
For anybody who entered into a subculture like this, even out of the 80s, when I was in high school in the early to mid-2000s, it was just like this.
Like, because Maine's 20 years behind the rest of the country.
You know what? I'm done.
No, it's not even... We're literally going to fight...
When you went to high school, Reagan was president. They just hadn't learned that he wasn't yet.
This played so much.
It's not even about the aspect of being a punk. It's the aspect of being an outsider.
Yeah.
Because it's only about the fact that these are just a handful of people that feel like they're unique, that they're the only ones doing what they're doing in their town.
But there were hundreds of people!
The labels were different for my time, but it's the same story. Like, it's the same feeling.
Thematically, it's the same story forever. Young person doesn't know what his place is in society. Rebels. Like, you can just repeat, like, you can literally take that story and then just, like, swish up and down the decades and just plop it in wherever you want.
Sure. So what is your
I don't like that. Matthew Lillard's face. All right, let's just get straight down to the problem.
Matthew Lillard is so fucking good in this movie. I can't even... Like, because I had seen this movie, I got to sit and pay attention more to, like, little things. And Matthew Lillard's performance is so good.
He is actually a good performer.
I'm not even just talking about the scene where he's crying, which is... It's fantastic. Like, if you watch that and you actually think about what it takes to produce that... In yourself for a film?
He thinks about his dead dad.
Hey, that's awful.
That's the trivia notes.
Okay. Well, even in other parts of the film, like, just when he's, like, doing a monologue, like, when he's acting, it's really good.
I liked the monologues because they were done breaking the fourth wall. For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I especially like the ones that were directly breaking the fourth wall because they revealed the fact that he was unreliable to what was going on sometimes. He became an unreliable narrator.
Citation needed.
I don't remember every specific of the movie, so
You'll just have to
watch it. So you can't give me a single example of the
You'll
thing
have to watch it.
Are you saying you're not...
I'm saying you'll have to watch it.
I watched half of it.
You're can't not give me strong enough to stand up for the statements that you make. You can't pull out citations right here, right now. No. We can't have a civil discourse.
Civil discourse.
Yeah, can you please present both sides?
Let me look up quotes from the movie and see if I can pull one out.
Go for it. Everybody else is fucking around on their phone.
Everybody else.
Well, to be fair, he is actively swiping through things on his phone.
This literally just became awake because when I double tap it, it does it sometimes. I am engaged in this conversation. This movie reminded me that Matthew Lillard was wasted on...
Don't.
Scooby-Doo.
God damn it. He was perfect in that.
So, David has a lot of hang-ups with specific actors.
Are you keeping a list? Is that what you've been looking at?
Do you hate Bill Murray?
I do. I really do. I loved when he got shot.
And you apparently hate Matthew Lillard.
How can you hate Matthew Lillard?
Hate his face. That's different.
Jason Segel in this movie was really good.
Yeah, he was. He was the best part of the movie.
His character was really interesting.
Now we're drifting a little bit,
I mean,
course correct when you had the little wake up little bumps on the side of the highway.
You're wrong.
Jason Segel's character is very interesting to me because
he's Steven's son.
Well, he didn't seem to have the problems that Steve-O did. Like, he knew, like, yeah, this is my music, these are my friends, this is my scene, but I don't have to dress like that. I know I'm going to school after high school.
Doesn't the movie start when they're post-college?
Yes.
Not for him. Jason Segel's character.
I can't remember his character.
He says that...
His name's Mike.
Yeah, he says at the end, he's like, I'm 18, I have to go. It's time for me to go to college.
Hmm. Like, he's one of the...
It sounds like he doesn't know... It just sounds like he's not as invested as everybody else.
No, I think he's just more comfortable with...
I feel like that's really incorrect.
He's more comfortable with himself and the world that he's in.
Steve-O, Sean, Bob, and Sandy are 21. However, Mike is 18.
Like,
Dave.
He knows, like, I don't have to wear these punk clothes. I don't have to dye my hair. I can have my glasses on. Oh, that bouncer's hurting my friend. I'm going to go beat the shit out of him.
For better or for worse.
And then I'm going to apologize.
When it comes down to it, he does everything that the other quote-unquote punk people do. He just doesn't wear the costume, which in itself is a form of rebellion.
What does that say about Dick Slapper?
What?
Are you trying to distract from this awesome movie discussion?
Yeah.
What is Dick Slapper?
That was the Jason Segel and Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, I don't...
It's the slapping dick. Never mind.
I don't know who that is. The Dick Slapper.
What does that mean, though?
What do you mean?
Like, you say that like he knows who he is, but he doesn't have to wear the costume. But what is the point of that in this movie?
He's actually, Brandy calls it out. And
yeah,
and she calls
again,
out.
Tony!
The part that you didn't see,
yeah,
Brandy
Tony.
Calls him out and says, you look like you're wearing a costume. You look like you're wearing a uniform. You're dressed, you say you're dressed as a punk, but you're just wearing this uniform of what you think a punk should be because you're trying to fit into this ideal of what a punk is. She says that to Steve-O.
She directly spells it out, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's almost literally what she says to him. Where Mike isn't... He doesn't feel the need to conform to the look. He doesn't have to wear the uniform because it's inside him. He's a punk inside.
Yeah.
Punk on the inside.
Which is exactly what Brandy says. You don't need to put on the uniform. It comes from somewhere inside.
Yeah, rebellion is an inside act.
Yeah.
I do not find this as deep and meaningful as you guys do.
I was just pointing out that it was
probably because you were jacking off into a cup about how much you hate Matthew Lillard and you're wrong about everything always.
In the back of a goddamn van.
I wasn't smuggling people across any borders, all right? Let's just be very clear about that.
Yeah, I was the one driving.
That's white people activities.
What the fuck is going on? Like, I'm missing a story.
You're not.
Okay.
We had to rent a U-Haul to move a couch. The U-Haul van only had 2 seats.
This is also why I did not have enough time to finish the movie.
It is why.
I even went home and tried to finish the movie after we moved the couch. But then I had to go to South County and wait for a refill on a prescription for an animal. But in the fucking lobby, there were these like two like purebred huskies that were goddamn gorgeous. I wanted them to pull me around in a sleigh. They did not do that.
I do have a question. What is a mod?
It's another like it's another fashion. Group. Yeah.
Okay.
Essentially, if you notice, they all act the same. They have different political ideologies. Like the punks are quote unquote anarchists.
Yeah.
I don't know what the political or social ideologies of mods are, but usually for a lot of people, it's about the style.
Because I noticed they all had like Vespas or some shit. Like,
they were all wearing like long jackets and ties and fedoras and shit. All
right. Basically, Justin Timberlake's tiny hats.
Also, I never associated punks with anarchy.
Wrong.
I know it's wrong because looking back. Like, it's quite obviously, but now the...
That's, like, the basis of...
The two groups seem very different now. Because now when I see the anarchists and the punks... Because now when I see anarchists, they're wearing all black, they're wearing fucking baklavas, whatever the fuck on their faces.
Baklavas?
Baliklavas?
Baliklavas.
They're wearing baliklavas on their
Those
face.
Those are different.
So much almond.
The honey gets so everywhere.
So flaky.
It's so good for your pores, except that it's awful.
But you know what I'm talking about. The anarchists are like always at protests and rallies trying to start shit, and the punks. Punks aren't there.
No.
No?
No, I disagree with you. But also, well, first of all, like, this is real life. It's the real world. Like, people don't fit into those neat boxes always the way you would expect.
Fucking people.
But also, I just don't agree with what you're talking about. Those people who were at the protest at the Women's March, right?
Yeah, they were at the Women's March. They were at Ferguson.
Ferguson?
Whoa. Yeah.
I don't remember seeing them at Ferguson.
They weren't there when we were there, but we saw them on the Vice News live stream.
They were wearing all black?
Yeah. And one of them, actually, I don't think any of them were from St. Louis either. Like, several of them came down from Chicago and were trying to start things.
I don't know that it's incredibly relevant to the fact that you're saying punks now don't believe in anarchy.
No, I'm just saying that in my head, I didn't think about those groups having a crossover.
It's anarchy for the UK, Alex.
But we're not in the UK, Kayla. That was also mentioned in this movie.
I saw that part.
Yeah, but it was mentioned in the movie in order to say, what about anarchy for Utah? Like,
I don't care about Utah. Utah can have anarchy.
That's the whole, like...
I know.
Listen, I don't want to draw any parallels here, Alex, but there isn't really a cohesive punk, like,
there
constitution.
It is. There we go.
Oh. So you can't really say... You know, with any sort of certainty, like, what that means.
Oh, no, like, looking back, I can see that punk and anarchy were very intertwined. I feel as though they are less intertwined now, but I guess I'm not really involved.
I feel like nobody...
I don't know that there really is a punk community.
Right.
I mean, I think there are people that adapt the punk stylings.
Right.
But I don't...
Also, like, the subversive subculture of... Each decade kind of morphs.
Yes.
I don't even know what it is now. Like, I can't even guess. Maybe I'm too old. Like,
you're too old. Actually,
it's slipping away.
It's all slipping away.
I thought cliques were, like, disappearing in schools. Like,
what? I don't agree with that, looking at least at one junior high that I'm closely attached to.
Okay.
I don't agree with that just being part of the human race.
Right.
Are you getting that from your Cougars of the Month news?
Yeah. The Cougar of the Month newsletter.
Jesus. Cougar life out here.
So I found the script.
Also, access to the internet kind of blurs these lines.
Heavily.
But does it blur them or does it create boundaries that are beyond, they go beyond a geographic
right.
boundary? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably right.
I think that's a lot more the case. The people are finding people that they can connect with even closer, like ideologically, but they're spread out more. Like one jackass in his basement saying, "Girls need to stay out of my video games, except for when I see their boobies, so I can jerk off to them."
Vidya.
Yeah.
Vidya games.
Is somebody playing a direct, like, recording of David sitting alone in his house.
Yeah. Where's the cup?
But now
where's the
cup? But now
it's gonna fill it eventually.
These assholes have the internet, so they can, you know, they can create a group and put a gate around it to keep other people out.
You think of people who
gate for gamers
closest to anarchists, that's like libertarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ben Pania.
But they're
far more organized than any anarchy movement. Anarchy movements in the past, because anarchy wasn't about a movement.
It inherently is not about a movement.
But they are now, because they're a group with a label.
What's interesting about a group of anarchists is that if you have a group of them,
then all of a sudden
they can't be anarchists.
It's kind of like a group of anarchists would be called a paradox of anarchists.
It's like oh, so you guys are organized.
Yeah, so what Brandy says to him is, wouldn't it be more an act of a rebellion if you didn't spend so much time buying blue hair dye and going out to get punky clothes? It seems so petty. Stop me if I'm being offensive. Oh no, go right ahead. It's fine. You want to be an individual, right? You look like you're wearing a uniform. You look like a punk. That's not rebellion. That's fashion. Then what's rebellion? Rebellion happens in the mind. You can't create it. You just are that way.
Oh, I think you can create it. I disagree with that part.
Create it?
Yeah. I do not find this as deep and insightful as I think everybody else does.
I don't think that it's deep and insightful. I think it just explains Mike.
I feel like you're trying to strive.
What you see is Mike is a punk. Where
you asked for what
Heroin Bob and Steve-O dress punky.
You asked for what significance Mike's character has towards the movie, and that's it. He's like a foil to them almost.
He is, but he's actually probably more a punk than they are.
Did you see the scene?
I'm not going to convince you. You don't like the movie. That's fine.
Oh, no, we're not debating that.
Yeah.
I feel like David is discounting a lot of things and putting words into our mouths to make us sound ridiculous.
He does that sometimes.
What have I misascribed to you?
You keep telling us that things that we said that like this was very profound and insightful.
I never said that.
What
you just said? That.
I said I don't think I find this as deep and insightful as you do. I never said you said it was deep and insightful.
Then why do you think we find it deep and insightful?
Those two things.
I didn't say that. I said I don't find it as deep and insightful as you do. And if you don't find it deep and insightful,
listen, friend,
I find it so much less deep and insightful.
What the fuck's going on here?
I don't know. Adam's trying to find a fucking microscope and a razor blade to split his hair as much as possible.
So the only thing that rubbed me, or the major thing that rubbed me the wrong way, rewatching this movie, is just, and it's more of just like a tell of how I've grown since the first time I watched this movie or when this movie was popular. I just found it kind of boring to watch these, like, for all intents and purposes, most of them middle to upper class, like, white dudes, like, raging against the machine, like,
yeah,
you know, it was just like I get it at some level, but also on another level I'm like,
it's a rich white kid of rebellion.
Like, oh, right. Fucking come on,
you're rebelling against your father who's a lawyer.
And it reminded me of like that there was a time where I thought this was interesting and I thought this was cool, and now I'm just like,
I was waiting for that to be brought up.
What,
the middle to upper middle class white kids rebelling against the system that has benefited them.
Mm-hmm. Like, how many people can break all the windows in the vehicles on their street and just get away? Like, how many people can fight with the police and, first of all, live? Right. Second of all, apparently not have enough of a record that they can still get into Harvard. Like, I'm pretty, like, I don't know a lot about going to Harvard, but I'm pretty sure if you have like a rap sheet, maybe they frown on that.
How much did Steve-O do wrong that he got caught for?
He got into a fist fight with those police.
I think that's the only thing they show in the movie, but so well, I guess my assumption they show the fight with the police,
but they show getting away, too.
From the police?
Was that a different thing?
That was a different thing.
And that scene, the police beat the shit out of him, and yeah, then I thought the police
I'm
left.
Thinking of when Mike got away.
Yeah, he got away.
Yeah.
The scene where the police instigate a fight with them, I think the police just wanted an excuse to beat them up. I don't think they were actually trying to arrest them.
Okay, but that's still a...
Yeah, no. If they were black, that wouldn't have happened. They would have been shot dead in the street.
They wouldn't have been in Salt Lake City in the 80s. That's...
I don't know. They would have been like...
They would have probably gotten run out of town.
I literally think there were no people of color in this movie except for Duvall. I think his name is Duvall. Something Duvall.
Yeah.
He played the mod. Like the mod that was allowed to go between the cliques.
Yeah.
Yeah. John the Mod.
John the Mad. John the Mad.
We had to go to Wyoming. What's wrong with you? We're from England.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
What's wrong with them? They're from England. That was amusing. I think that whoever wrote the review, or not the review, but the textual blurb on Crackle didn't do it any favors by calling it a comedy.
No.
It's a coming of age story.
Right.
It had some funny parts. Why won't it sink? It's the Great Salt Lake, man.
It's buoyant.
It makes things very buoyant. Sink!
that was good.
It had some funny parts to it, but I wouldn't call it a comedy.
Yeah, there were bits of humor to break up.
Having a gun held against someone's head?
Break up some tension, but
yeah,
I wouldn't call it a comedy.
No, that was just to relieve some pressure with the pacing.
Which actually kind of hurt it in the first 15, 20 minutes of the movie for me, because I'm like, this movie is not funny. It says it's a comedy, but it's not funny. So somebody's lying to me.
You're the joke.
Oh, yeah. Television on upstairs. Oh. I don't know. For me, it was a low-rent version of Clerks that one thing that it did differently was that it introduced the monologues and the narration kind of similar to Goodfellas, what Ray Liotta does in Goodfellas. So it was like a blending of those two styles.
Yeah, I liked the style of how this was filmed and edited and put together, and how they chose, like you said, to do the narration. And
yeah,
how they moved between.
I thought it was clever. I thought the editing was clever in the part where he dropped acid.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so it felt like...
I thought like it felt really disjointed and trippy without relying on an effects budget that they clearly wouldn't have
didn't
had.
Have. Yeah, like, without going like...
they relied on editing tricks, which kind of worked. Because the first time it happened, it's like, what the fuck is happening? I was like, oh, I get it. And... I appreciated how that was handled, because it tried to stay coherent when clearly things weren't coherent because they were high.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email, everybody. From Dick's Sporting Goods.
I was going to say,
just so you know.
One of the pigeons is dating.
Hey, why haven't I heard from you?
Rocky got bored. I don't have much else to say. Adam's checked out of the conversation.
Everybody at this fucking table surfs their phone for half the goddamn episode, but somehow I'm the one who checks out.
Who is every other person?
You were the one being contentious.
Who is the ball lickers?
Do we need to actually start a time clock on who serves the phone most of this table? Because it's not this fucking guy.
You said every other person.
Everybody else at this fucking table.
I'm trying to look up things to help me remember parts of the movie.
Yeah, that's me too. Like this tracking number.
So, another thing that I liked is when Steve-O runs into Sean and he's begging on the street corner.
Mm. I know that guy.
That's about where I stopped watching.
I liked the idea of reality hitting him and realizing that he can only make it so far on his current path before it's like he's probably going to wind up in the same position.
He lives in a protective bubble. Yeah. Like, he views it as anarchy, but being able to live the life that he is living is, hugely privileged.
Affording the things that he has, living in a place.
Any place. Of his choosing, it being a dump. Uh-huh. Like, to fit his lifestyle, right. It is a dump.
Right. Yet, still, he goes to lunch with his dad.
Right.
You know, and I really like that because it showed just what a poser he really was. He's like, oh, I want to be aggressive and yell at the people at the... But you're still going to lunch with your dad right. At a nice restaurant.
Right.
Instead of as soon as his dad comes by, just tell him to fuck off and go the other direction. That's not...
Right.
He can't take that step. He can't take that final step to really being an anarchist.
Right.
I like this movie. I probably won't watch it again, but I like this movie. I don't think it has a strong rewatch value for me.
No.
I'm running out of things to talk about.
You don't have to say.
Do you have anything else to add?
No, I do not.
I just wanted to be respectful to
everyone here is a fucking Judas.
How can we be the Judases? You are the one who is the Judases.
So many Judases.
I forgot. There was one other thing that I wanted to talk about. When Bob meets his dad, and like you can see, like Bob has some fear about becoming his dad or something like that. It looks like.
So Bob is interesting in the story because, as opposed to Steve-O is again upper middle class privilege. Mm-hmm. Bob comes from like a shitty place. Like Bob doesn't have really anything. Even compared to Sean. Sean's the other, quote unquote, he's the kid selling acid who ends up on the street. They show where he was living with his mom. You know, like...
That was the part of the movie that I laughed my ass off. When they explained how he had it in his back pocket and it melted and got through to his skin of his ass. And he was tripping balls for like a week or something like that. That cracked me up.
Would that actually happen that way, or would you just die?
You wouldn't. From my understanding, is you wouldn't die. It just from the rumors that we always heard about acid in the 80s, it's that the acid just stays in your system until it works its way out, and you just maintain this trip. So like the more you take, the longer it lasts.
And it doesn't
OD on it. It just lasts longer.
I feel like I would lose my goddamn mind if I was stuck in that state for more than a minute.
Again, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty sure these were just the horror stories and rumors we heard about it.
That sounds like the opposite of a horror story, though.
Yeah.
You can't OD on it and it just lasts.
Well, except it fucks up your, like it completely messes with your perception of reality. So like you don't OD on it, but you die from like trying to grab the fire because it's warm. You know, just weird shit like that.
I feel like my perception of reality right now is pretty standard, and I'm already unhappy with it.
Yeah, but you're not trying to catch the laser beams that are on Interstate 70.
No, I'm not, but I'm also reading the news, and it is unpleasant. So I reject this reality as well.
Doesn't it fuck with your, like, metabolism, too? Like, it makes you run, like, crazy hot or something?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's not cocaine. It's not a miracle drug. All right. Cocaine's the miracle worker.
Trust me, if there's a magic bullet for metabolism, I'd be on it already.
I mean, Sean is living with his fucking parents in this nice house. Like, this is performance art, essentially, what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like, but Bob is different. They show Bob's reality.
So what's weird to me is that Bob, by all appearances in the present day of the movie, is kind of a follower.
Mm-hmm.
He appears to be following Steve-O's lead. Like, he goes along with things. Except when we see the flashback...
It's the opposite.
It's the opposite. He's the one that introduces Steve-O to being a punk, to the music, to just... To rejecting
the system,
the nerd that you were, and be something else. Throw away your D&D and be a punk.
Never.
It just, there seems to be something missing in that equation that Bob has, is not, like, those are two different characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it almost would have felt more reasonable if Steve-O was the one that said, oh, I've got this tape you need to listen to, Bob. You know, that just from the way the rest of their story appeared to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would have also been more interesting, too, when Bob's ends up dead, that ultimately it would have been Steve-O dragging him along into the lifestyle, into everything, and
now he's dead?
Yeah, oh, now he's dead, God. It would have given him a lot more guilt. But that's not the way it went.
Bob dies? Fucking spoiler, Tony.
You said it already.
I know I did. It was early, too.
Only posers die.
Yeah.
Only posers fall in love with girls.
That phrasing was really weird.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what?
What are you saying to me, Steve-O?
Steve, are we gay?
Let's just see where it goes, man. Listen, I got a cup here. Come do what comes naturally.
All right. If that's that, not to cut anybody off. But next week we will talk about Sunshine.